Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just going to be honest, because I don't know what other way to be. I want to show up in my business and be a freaking badass, guys. But I also want and love being a supportive, loving wife to my husband. And so what do you do when the two come into conflict? Because it ain't easy. And let me tell you, there are going to be times, no matter how much you're trying to convince yourself there won't, there are going to be times where this comes into conflict. And so what do you do in those moments? Well, in this episode, me and my hubby share our tactics for focusing on our relationship while still putting in the time and effort to pursue goals outside of each other, because that's important. Because if you can find a beautiful dance, if you will, then now you're in sync. Now it becomes like this beautiful melody that you guys do together. But think of it like that. Think of it like a dance, that both of you need to know the moves. Because if you don't both know the moves, then what ends up happening is one of you ends up stepping on the other person's toe, and then that becomes painful, and then you can see where my analogy goes with this one. So that's why it's so important for you guys to get together, discuss these things, and figure out what happens when one of you move one way and the other one moves the other. So if you want to know how to dance together, let's dive in right now in today's episode. And guys, if you found this valuable, please do subscribe, share it with your partner, share it with your homies, and then drop in a review. I would actually love to hear how you feel about these relationship theory episodes and what subjects you want us to touch next. Now, let's just get into it with relationship theory on Women of Impact.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I'm your co-host, Tom Bilyeu, and I'm here with my beautiful, amazing, talented wife, Lisa.
Hello, baby.
What is up?
Today, we're talking about entrepreneurship and relationships.
Let's do it. Let's get right into it.
Yeah. I think we have enough experience on this.
I think we do.
All right. So first question, this comes from a fan question, Irvine R. Sanchez. How do you balance building your business without your loved ones feeling forgotten about? My vision includes my girlfriend and son, but I find it hard to explain that I'm not ignoring her or him, but it's important to build my business because when things go well, we have the time and resources to do whatever we please, whenever we please.
We have lived this exact nightmare scenario. So first of all, you are ignoring your significant other, and acknowledging that is going to make this go a lot better. So you're going to need to carve out time specifically to spend with them. And I laugh because if you're saying, I'm going to ignore you for years and years and years while I build this thing, but it's going to be amazing and it's going to be worth it, don't worry, which is exactly what I told you. And I thought that it would take 18 months. And at the 6.5 year mark, you pulled me aside and said, you're now damaging our marriage. And I was like, whoa, that is a very powerful wake-up call. I'm glad that you finally said something. And you tried to just be a rock star and just be like, I'm going to make it. I can like keep putting this off and I can, you know, keep waiting for that moment when we finally hit, it's going to be amazing. The struggle is guaranteed. The success is not. So you need to love what you do every day. You need to assume that that's going to be the way that it is forever and that it's going to go on like that. So you better be deeply passionate about that pursuit and really going for something and gaining the skills and like getting better and all that. But it is almost certainly going to take so much longer than any human being can endure having a lame relationship just based on the amount of time that you invest in it. So a relationship needs time and proximity to thrive. So one, acknowledge that you are spending a significant amount of time, quote unquote, ignoring them. So two, you need to carve out time to really spend quality time together where you are not working. You have completely shut off that side of your brain. You are fully engaged in that person. You're locked on. You're not checking your phone. It is all about that person. Nothing else matters. If you don't do that, your relationship will degrade over time. That is just a guarantee. That is a reality. Number three, the only thing that's interesting in a relationship is if somebody makes you feel They don't intellectually tell you. They make you feel like the most important thing, which means there are going to be times where it's either going to be moving your business forward or moving your relationship forward. And you're going to have to choose, not every time, but there are going to have to be really important times where the relationship has a bigger moment. There's something more important going on in the relationship than the business. But definitively, by doing the relationship first, you're going to either damage the business or just miss an opportunity. And in those moments when the relationship has a bigger moment, an anniversary, a time to really be there and support the person, something is important to them, either good or bad, and you need to show up and you need to completely say, yep, the business could have moved forward more in this moment than it is, or I'm actually doing something to move it backwards. And I'm still going to do it because you have to be clear on what your real priority is. Mm. And this is where I think a lot of people get lost, is they actually prioritize the business. That's their real number one priority, but they're not being honest about that. And if you're not being honest, like, it's very okay if your business is your number one priority, but know that you're not going to have a thriving relationship, because on a long enough timeline, the person's going to be like, oh my God, I'm number two. I'm always going to be number two. And just like I don't think most people can be number two to another person, they can't be number two to a business. Mm. So having clarity around what your priorities really are, acting in accordance with that, getting very good at being nuanced. Like, look, there are a lot of times where I put the business first because what it's got going is more important than the relationship, but I'm so careful. Like, case in point, we looked at our calendar and realized, oh my God, for the next 6 weekends, we don't have the time, which we use the weekends to really focus on our relationship. It's not that we don't work, it's that we prioritize the relationship on the weekend. So if they come into conflict, we will do relationship stuff. And if they don't, then whatever room is left, then we work. But we prioritize the relationship during the weekend, and during the week, I prioritize the business. So we looked at our calendars and we realized, oh my God, for the next 6 weeks, we've got something going on. Either
and
family
we'd already
here,
spent 3 weeks not having time because you were working for the last weekends.
Yeah. So it just was clear that that was going to be a problem. So we started stopping work with at least an hour before bedtime so that we could hang out. And we just saw the calendar and we're like, okay, we're going to have to do this like 2 or 3 or more times per week in order to really connect, which I never do. Like, my whole thing is Monday through Friday, if I'm awake, I'm either working or working out, but I'm not stupid. Like, once the dogma collides with my goals, then the dogma's got to go.
Right. That's what I was going to say about priorities, because the reality is, like, when people say that I'm your, when people hear you say I'm your priority, I worry that they think that then I always come first. The truth is, I most of the time come last when it comes to like business or me in regards to our day to day. But if our relationship, why are you smiling?
I'm just waiting to hear.
But if our relationship is in not trouble but needs some attention, then of course we, when it comes into conflict, relationship or business, 100% relationship all the way. But on a day to day, it is the business we put first, not our relationship.
You're absolutely right. It's moments of conflict.
Right. And that's
when you have to choose, right. And there are going to be times you need to have your priorities clear in your own mind.
And I don't know if people haven't necessarily, like, they may not have heard the story of how we decided to not have children. But this very thing was, instead of living in a world where we're like, oh, well, once the business is successful, then I'll spend time with you and the kid. We played the game of, no, what are we actually, what does our life look like knowing that we live the life that we do? Because assume that we never necessarily make it. No, you know, the success is never guaranteed. So what does the journey look like? And are we living the type of journey that we want? And so the answer is yes, right now we are. We live the life that we want to live. So if we had a child, instead of pretending you're going to be there for the kid after the next year or once the business is X, we just said, what does it look like now? Like, if I fell pregnant tomorrow, if I had a kid, what would that day to day look like? And the answer was, is that you're going to be busy all the time. You come back late from work. You're not really going to be home for dinner at 6 p.m. And so is that the type of life we want? Is that the way we want to bring up our children? And we both said no. And so that's how we ended up deciding that, okay, children isn't right for us. But we played the game, quote unquote, with the realistic lifestyle that we have. And I think that that's one thing that this guy is not doing, right? He's having that end goal in sight, and it's just like us where we were trying to chase money. It's like that's never the end goal. It's always the pursuit or like what he's trying to do. If you're fed up of people constantly pushing you around, ignoring your boundaries, and just disrespecting you left, right, and center, then it's time to finally stop letting people walk all over you and start actually standing up for yourself, my homie. Because trust me, I've been there, staying silent and living a life I never actually wanted for myself, but lacked the confidence to do anything about it. But I was able to go from someone who settled and lacked all the confidence in herself to someone who comfortably commands respect. And guys, and my homie, even with the fears, the doubts, and uncertainty, you can finally go after what you freaking want in life, set boundaries, speak up, show up, fight imposter syndrome, and stop people pleasing. And I break down how to actually do this step by step in my book, Radical Confidence. And when you pre-order your copy of Radical Confidence right now today, guys, you can get a free gift valued at $171, which includes my ultimate guide to radical confidence, which is a workbook that you actually can work through as you're reading my book, 3 months ad-free listening to Women of Impact on podcast, and 1 hour exclusive relationship coaching sessions with me and my hubby of 21 years, Tom. So my homie, if you go and pre-order this book right now, you get all of those things for utterly free, which has been valued at $171. So go over to radicalconfidence.com to pre-order your copy right now. That's radicalconfidence.com. See you there, my homie. Let's freaking go.